Because the Kinnis once again, that the Kinnis were written by many of the Chachamim. The first to write Kinnis was Yirmiyahu HaNavi. The Gemara and the Pesukim referred to Sefer Echa as Kinnus, Sefer HaKinnus, which Yirmiyahu wrote about 18 years before the Golos of Tzidkiyahu. Klai Yisrael went into Golos in different groups. And the Zman Tzidkiyahu was when the Ikar Churban HaBayis was. And around 18 years before that, Yirmiyahu wrote Kinnus, he wrote Sefer Echa, parts of Sefer Echa. And Yirmiyahu writes to us that the purpose of the Sefer HaKinnus is Ula Yishmu Beis Yehudas Kol HaRosh HaNechi Chishuv La'asis Lem. Perhaps they'll hear, they'll understand the bad that I'm thinking about doing to them. Leman, but the purpose is Leman, in order Yeshuvu Ishmi Darkei Hara V'Salach De'Lavon V'Chatrisa, that they'll do tshuva from their bad ways, and I'll be able to forgive them on their averis, which somewhat the Yirmiyahu is painted as a figure, as a person who is mean and upset and angry in the eyes of the Umasayim. They view him as a furious person. But the emphasis is Yirmiyahu was a person who was totally interested in bringing the Yidden back. He saw the opportunities that they had to be able to do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meichel them on their averus, and they'll be able to remain in Yerushalayim with the Beis Hamikdash. Echa is the lashon of a Musar. Echa niya kadov hazeh, how could this happen if not for what we're doing? We're causing something. Oinchen don't just come alone. There's a purpose to the Oinchen, to bring us back to doing tshuva, to leave our bad ways. And it's before in the Pesukim that the Yidden were in this Eirer with tshuva at the time. But then when the Megillah was brought in front of Melech Yehoyakim, which was from the last kings, and he was peeling his fruit then, he just took the knife and started cutting the Megillah up piece by piece and threw it into the fire and burnt it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyahu to rewrite it again afterwards. But that caused people to slack off in the tshuva process. The tachlis of the Megillah, tachlis of the kinnis, of all the kinnis, is as the Nesivus writes, the famous Nesivus in Zagdama to Megillah Echa, that the Ikar of the Megillah is not just to tell us about the tsaras that took place to us. And throughout the kinnis, we talk about the different tsaras that took place to us in the different tkufis. That's not what we're here for. We're not here to bring pain onto ourselves or to remind ourselves of the bad things that happened to us. There's no purpose in that. The purpose is to understand why these tsaras took place to us. What was the siba? What caused it? In order that we should be able to prevent ourselves from these sibas that are bringing the tsaras. That is the sole purpose of the kinnis. Tisha B'Av is the time to think about the causes, not just the troubles, but the causes. What can we do to see that they should not happen? Tisha B'Av is a day which we're mourning on the Golos, but we have tremendous betachin that the Gula is. That the Gula is close to coming. In many of the kinnis we talk about, the tsaris, but at the same time, the gula. In every door, there's both chalakim. And Tisha B'Av is a mayid. There was a b'chiyah shalchina, which meant a b'chiyah of giving up, of feeling useless. However, we have to be mechatzi our betochen. It's never a time to give up. Bechiya shel mamish is bechiya with thought, not just to cry. To realize that there's something to cry about. So something important comes from thought. Even we small people can reach this in a way. So as we go through the kinnis, to try to focus on not just the tzaris, but on in each kina, the siba, the cause for it. And what can we do to bring us out of this, to bring us back. The first kina that we'll start with is kina vav, which begins with the word shavas. Shavas suru meni. Shavas is the lashon of withhold. Shavas summarizes the korban. Just like 6 days a week we work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for 6 days, and on Shabbos, on the seventh day, he pulled back, he withdrew, he restrained himself. The original plan was to create a world for people to connect themselves to HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be close to us. That was the original plan. His galus HaShechina means that the Shechina was Shavas. It pulled back. The Ashraz HaShechina began at Sinai to continue to remain with. But going to Golgus created separation. And that's what we say through this first Slicha. We created a mechitza between the Beis Hamikdash Lamata, the Beis Hamikdash Lamala, Apnei Pras Nafatu Chasideha, and they left Eretz Yisrael. The first interaction with Golos was on the rivers of Pras. They were very thirsty. And they drank from the waters of Pras. Until then, Eretz Yisrael is Tali and Geshem. Tali in the rain from Hashem. Kulai, attachment. Relying and totally relying on Hashem. This opportunity that we will have to bring back this connection is what we need to think about. That's the first slicha, shavas. It was withheld. Kosh Boko pulled himself back slowly. It was a slow clap. It's b'chiksa l'chazayim ben brechia. We wait for the nevu of ben brechia of Zechariah. Zechariah Novi, the Gemara and then the Makis, Rabbi Kiva, and he saw that within the Golus there's a gula, in Tishba there's a gula. And then we end off this first kina. Hashiveinu sisi shima lugaytzi ani. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of waiting for us to return to Him, return us then. Bring us back. Kitom chakto v'chesei fanecha, we refer to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's tzura is formed on the Kisei HaKavod. Yaakov Avinu was the perfect person. The person that the world was created for. And Zchus Yaakov, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember our Zchus Avos and to return us to Him. Shabbat Shalom.